Clean energy advocates are holding an informational forum tonight in Albany to share the potential benefits of group purchasing electricity. Community Choice Aggregation, or CCA, is being promoted as a business tool that can be used to both purchase and develop clean, renewable energy. People of Albany United for Safe Energy's Mark Dunlay.
Community Choice Aggregation is really an energy buying club on steroids. What happens is if a local government, a town, a village, or a city decides to join a CCA, then all the customers within that town are part of the CCA unless they decide to opt out of it. Most, of course, decide to stay in. And when you have 95% plus of the residents trying to purchase electricity together, you can negotiate for cheaper prices. And you try to get a lot of different towns to come together. This has been very prevalent out on the West Coast, particularly California, for decades, but only in New York State the last 2 years. Westchester was the first place where they've done it, and the first year they saved $8 million.
At a similar forum held in San Diego, Lancaster, California Mayor R. Rex Parris shared his city's experience in buying streetlights from the local utility, replacing bulbs with LEDs, and centrally controlling each lamp.
In a time of an emergency, you can do paths to get out, how to get out of the neighborhood. You light up exits. You can make a street go dark if you're doing a police operation. You can dim when nobody's on the street. You can do all kinds of things for one-tenth the cost. It's the money you make on these things that you don't have to spend just by becoming sustainable is nobody was prepared for. Certainly we weren't. We thought it was going to be all a negative balance. We didn't know there was going to be such a positive inflow coming from it.
Dunlay expects CCAs will eventually catch on locally.
We're trying to educate both local residents and government officials in the area about the merits of a community choice aggregation program. We're also trying to educate, you know, ourselves. You know, there's some complexities to it. There's a lot of questions. How do you save electricity? How do you promote clean energy? Who has to decide to join the CCA? There is a lot of interest already in CCAs by some of the local governments. Saratoga City is exploring it. I believe Cohoes and Caro have also decided to explore it. And I think most of us would like to see it push, particularly the clean energy aspect, while also trying to save money for local residents.
The forum will include presentations by representatives of the Public Service Commission and the Capital District Regional Planning Commission. Requests for comment from the PSC, National Grid, and Albany City Hall were not returned in time for broadcast. Sue Hughes-Smith is a member of the Rochester People's Climate Coalition, which is starting a CCA in Western New York.
The rules of the Public Service Commission don't require that municipalities use it to source local renewable energy. So it could or could not contribute to solving our climate crisis. And we think it's really important if municipalities are going to move forward that they use it to motivate resilience in the grid, the inclusion of local solar production, keeping more revenue and therefore more jobs in local communities. All of these can be achieved while addressing a move away from fossil fuel based electrical production.
The forum at the Washington Avenue branch of the Albany Public Library runs from 6:30 to 8:30. Dunlay promises a follow-up meeting in a few weeks to talk more about the nuts and bolts of implementing a CCA in the Capital District. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.